Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, July 27th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The town of Buena Vista and the Chaffee Housing Authority each took steps to help ensure that more affordable housing will be built in Buena Vista. At their July 25th meeting, the BV Board of Trustees approved the next steps in public hearings for two major subdivisions, The Crossing and Carbonate Street. The Crossing received approval to rezone portions of two blocks to allow for a higher density of residents. Once the rezoning was made official, the trustees also approved a resolution to allow changes to the organization of the lots for The Crossing, allowing the preliminary plat to be approved. Around 30 people attended the July 25th meeting in person, most of whom were present for the public hearing on the Crossing major subdivision. Developer Paul Andrews made the case for the project, stating that most developers will only commit 12% of residences for affordable housing, but the Crossing will, at minimum, commit to 25%. If all goes well and enough grants are received to help reduce costs, then 50% of the Crossing will be deed restricted in perpetuity. Andrews also made his case for the Crossing to the Chaffee Housing Authority at their July 20th meeting, where the CHA voted to go ahead with a partnership with Andrews on the development. Under the terms of the partnership agreement, the CHA will own the buildings and Andrews and his development company will own the land, thus creating a win-win situation for each party. The CHA will be able to collect rents on the apartments, and Andrews will be able to take advantage of state and local tax policies meant to boost development of affordable housing stock. The CHA also voted to enter into a partnership agreement with BV-based housing manufacturer Fading West for the Carbonate Street project. On Monday, July 24th, the Poncha Springs Board of Trustees convened for their monthly meeting. They were joined for the first time by newly appointed trustee Michael Coleman. Poncha Springs is growing rapidly, Coleman wrote to the board in his letter of interest, and I hope to have the opportunity to help shape the future of the town to help keep it the same special place that we are all used to. The BOT considered proposals for parks and open spaces and heard updates on the state of the U.S. Highway 50 corridor construction running through town. There are multiple seats open on both the Buena Vista School District and the Salida School District Boards of Education. Buena Vista will conduct elections for vacant Board of Education directors on the November 7, 2023 ballot. Interested candidates in Buena Vista may attend the BV School Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Monday, July 31st at 113 North Court Street in Buena Vista. The Salida School District Board of Education has also announced that five seats will be open on the November 7th general election, with the incumbent for the District 1 seat not seeking re-election. The school district is composed of seven directors, with five geographic district seats and two at-large seats. A potential candidate for the Salida School Board must file a nomination petition signed by 50 eligible electors. Petitions and required affidavits will be available at the school district office at 627 Oak Street in Salida beginning August 9, 2023. It's another busy weekend in Chaffee County. The 2023 Chaffee County Fair and Rodeo continues out at the fairgrounds. A complete rundown of events can be found online at chaffeecountyfair.com. And it's the last weekend for the Salida Theater Festival. For tickets to this weekend's shows, or for more information, visit SalidaTheaterFestival.com. And finally, the Arc Valley Voice Christmas in July campaign continues throughout the month. All gifts are tax deductible. The Arc Valley Voice is a nonprofit news organization, and all donations go to supporting local journalists to cover local news. The campaign goal is $30,000, and we are a little under halfway there. For more information or to donate, visit arcvalleyvoice.com/Christmas in July. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, August 3rd at 9:45 a.m.